Risk-taking is an important part of investing. If you take zero risk in your portfolio, inflation will eat into your purchasing power over time. And yet, women have a tendency to take less risk than men. Why is that, and what can be done about it? Dr. Rae Yao is an associate professor of personal and financial planning at the University of Missouri. She joins us now from Columbia, Missouri. Hello there.
Hi.
First, what differences do you see when looking at gender and risk?
In prior literature, including the earlier papers that I did, I observed women was less risk tolerant than men. So in this piece, I wanted to know why, and I found that income uncertainty affected women and men in different ways, and that explained the risk tolerance difference.
And what does that mean? What does it mean, income uncertainty?
Income uncertainty, in this questionnaire of Survey of Consumer Finances, they asked respondents, do you expect your income in the next year be the same as this year, or higher or lower? Do you have any idea? You know, so people, if they say same, then they don't have income uncertainty. But if they say, I don't know, or if they say I expect lower or higher, then we categorize that of people having income uncertainty.
And how much of that is real and how much of is it perceived? Because I can imagine there are some respondents who would just psychologically feel worried. They're maybe more pessimistic in temperament, or they had a circumstance in their past that would have them be concerned. How do you pull that out of the mix?
You know, this is a very good question, Bruce. There is no way to, because the question asked the respondent, how do you, what do you think? So you can say that it's their perception. However, I mean, it's only asking them for their next year. So I suspect that people have some, good questions. Say, for example, if you're in a sales job, then it's hard for you to say that my income will be the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But if we take the sales example, would it be now we're making a case out of anecdotes here. But if you think about the stereotypical male salesperson who's like, oh, yeah, this is the biggest year ever. I'm going to hit the ball out of the park. And someone of the female gender might be, I'm going to work really hard and who knows how it's going to go. They might answer the question differently, even though the female is the one who is actually hitting it out of the park when the fiscal's done.
I guess you made a point. You have a good point. So it is perception, and it depends on your, profession. So, if people ask me, I'll say, well, same, because we didn't get a raise this year. Yeah.
Is there any way to look at your research through the lens of income groups? Does it differ if someone is living paycheck to paycheck versus someone who's, got it made in the shade? They've got a significant nest egg and their, university education or whatever. Is there any way to further illuminate the case there?
Yeah, we did control income and net worth, and we did find that income and net worth, net worth had a positive effect on the willingness of taking financial risks. So wealthier people are, more likely to say that I'm risk tolerant. I can take above average, or I can take substantial financial risks.
So how do you solve for this issue? If we are to support women in making investing choices that will support their financial well-being over time, and we feel like this is a variable we need to influence, I don't know why I'm saying we, but the world, what are some of the ways you can come at it?
The main takeaway point of this piece of study is that women who reported income uncertainty were the least risk tolerant, and men and women who reported no income uncertainty were in the middle, and then men with income uncertainty were the most risk tolerant. So
were the most risk tolerant.
Risk tolerant.
So if they're uncertain about their income, they're very high risk. They have a high risk tolerance.
Yes.
Wow. So they're like, I don't have a job next week, but I'm going to Vegas and I'm going to win at the tables. Here's what I'm doing.
Yeah, maybe that there are some people like that in the group, although I didn't ask, I mean, the question didn't ask him, did you lose your job?
Yeah.
But I suppose that could be true. But you made a point anecdotally, we see that more males are gravitated to sales jobs. That in nature does not guarantee your income. But anecdotally, we know that females, because of the life events, for example, they're the ones who are giving birth, right? And, you know, they're more likely to give care to their family members.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so their income uncertainty, I suspect, anecdotally, come from the life events like that. So if they expect a certain income, it's maybe because they're preparing for those period of time.
Do you think there's more for us to do to educate investors about the importance of risk? And I ask because I had a listener recently write this, question of advice. She had GICs that were fully insured at a credit union, a house that was paid off, and a full defined benefit indexed pension. And she was very, very worried about her GICs going to zero, which actually cannot happen because of the insurance.
Right.
Can't happen.
Right.
And
right.
even if it did,
right.
she'd be fine. So right. I don't know what more can be done to help that mindset to say, listen, like the risk that the future you're living into that is so terrifying simply cannot happen.
Right.
How do we get at the psychology of that?
You know, I think the best way is to show them, like, look, you know, you don't have uncertain income. You have your mortgage is paid off. You have guaranteed income, your defined benefit plan, unless your employer goes broke. and you know, I mean, that income disruption in the future is something that you don't have to worry about. But then on top of that, you know, when you do need to invest for your some people, you know, if they downsize, they use their home equity, and if they use their defined benefit payments, and they think it's okay to cover their retirement, which, you know, if that is the main investment goal that they have, then they're fine. We don't have to push them to invest more. But if they know that they have a gap, when they retire, which means their defined benefit plan and their house equity, if willingly sell the house, are not going to be able to cover their living expenses. Mm. Then they do need to think, well, how am I going to prepare for that?
Yeah.
Right?
What would you say is helpful and what is harmful when it comes to talking about gender and investing? Because this is, you know, this can be a contentious topic. We don't want to be sexist in our approach. We want to acknowledge that there are some differences and work to improve outcomes for everyone. But so what's helpful? What's harmful?
Helpful would be, well, these are the two ends of one question. So, you know, it would be helpful for us to really figure out their true risk tolerance level and find out what's causing them to say that I don't want to invest. You know, this female that you mentioned who has, you know, full equity and also has defined benefit, and if she is overly conservative, then ask why. You know, and same for men. You know, the harmful is that if we have a stereotyping and say, oh, research finds that females are less risk tolerant, let me give you a less risky portfolio advice, and that would be harmful.
Send them all to Vegas. Terrible idea. Terrible idea. Well, there's so much more to
this radio.
Yeah. Dr. Yao, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Dr. Ray Yao is Associate Professor of Personal and Financial Planning at the University of Missouri.